sir. Our best estimate is $97.6 billion.
It's the size of Texas, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Dan, we didn't see this thing coming.
Well, our object collision budget's $1 million. That allows us to track about 3% of the sky. And begging your pardon, sir, but it's a big-ass sky.
Okay. You may not be aware, but an asteroid is headed our way due to pass the Earth, I believe on February 15th, about mid-month. It's the biggest object to pass this close to Earth, apparently ever, as far as we know anyway. And joining us in the studio is Alice Ennevoldsen, the Planetarium Supervisor at the Pacific Science Center. Alice, we're really glad you're here. Tell us, how close are we talking? And how big is this asteroid?
Oh, this is wonderful. It's awesome. We're going to be really close. It's the closest we've seen something this big since we've started watching, which was in the 90s. So your clip was apropos. That's when we really went, oh, we got to be able to do something about this. So we're just about 2 Earth diameters away from this object. So it's inside the orbit of our farthest out satellite. So if you have satellite TV out there, you're contacting one of these satellites that's in a geostationary orbit. This is going to be closer than that satellite. It's way farther than the shuttle has ever gone. And the asteroid itself is about the size of a football field or a small office building.
Wait a minute. There's no way this could knock my satellite out, is there?
Oh, wait. Glad you have your priorities straight there, mister. Is there any chance at all this could hit the planet?
No, not this one. They have managed to... Yeah, not this one. They've managed to narrow down this one's orbital elements. They've done the calculations on it. They've done a bunch of observations of it. They know exactly where this one's going to go, and it's not going to hit the Earth or any of our stuff up there. So your satellite is safe.
Will we be able to see this?
No, we won't. If you know a very, very talented amateur astronomer, they might be able to get it for you. It's going to be not visible to the naked eye, so you need a telescope. But it's also going to be moving fairly quickly in a strange direction. So a lot of stuff in the sky moves, and astronomers are used to being able to catch those things. Our telescopes are set up to catch those. This one's moving kind of in a different direction. So you need a very talented amateur astronomer friend to be able to catch this in a telescope. I recommend watching it online, or on the 15th, NASA should probably release some pictures of it. But on the 20th, they're going to probably release a radar image of the whole thing.
That's very cool. You mentioned that we started scanning the skies back in the 90s, about the time Armageddon came out.
Indeed.
Thank you, Bruce Willis. Do they find a lot of these?
Yes, they find tons of them. There are dozens that are very, very close to the Earth every month. And there are hundreds of things that hit the Earth every day. We call them shooting stars or meteors. Most of them never make it all the way down to the surface, but some of the material from those shooting stars does sometimes make it down to the surface. We don't have any problems with that, with those shooting stars. It's the larger objects that we would have a concern about. Something this big, which is the biggest, closest thing we've detected so far, it would make a crater about the size of Meteor Crater, which is down in Arizona. Which, if you know about that, you can easily see across Meteor Crater. We could evacuate an area that size quite easily, even if it was headed towards a population center, which it wouldn't be because most of the Earth is not a population center. We'd be able to narrow down exactly where it's going to go. We'd be able to evacuate. We'd all be fine. It's not going to cause nuclear winter or anything like that. The other thing is we detect these things a long time ago. Notice this one's called 2012 DA14, greatest name in the books. That means it was detected in 2012. So we knew about this one for quite a while. If we had thought it was really on a collision course, we could have just sent something, some little spacecraft up to ram into it just a little bit, would have tweaked its orbit just the tiniest little bit.
We can do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We haven't done it. Well, I mean, we have done it, but not in order to knock something away from the Earth. The Deep Impact mission, not the Deep Impact movie, the Deep Impact mission was about knocking into something. We got some data from that, but it wasn't to deflect it from the Earth's orbit. It was just to do research.
Fascinating stuff. Alice Ennevoldsen from the Pacific Science Center.